This episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Fire Hydrant, where they want to help you master the mayhem. What does that mean? Well, they're an incident management platform founded by SREs who couldn't find the tools they needed, so they built one. Sounds easy enough. No one's ever tried that before, except they're good at it. Their platform allows teams to create consistency for the entire incident response lifecycle so that your team can focus on fighting fires faster, from alert handoff to retrospectives and everything in between. Things like, you know, tracking, communicating, reporting, all the stuff no one cares about. Fire Hydrant will automate processes for you so you can focus on resolution. Visit firehydrant.io to get your team started today and tell them I sent you because I love watching people wince in pain. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this, as I just finished saying, is the AWS Morning Brief. Last week, I was featured in the New York Times, where they said I am seriously funny. I'm going to take that as a credential and use that against AWS, who refused to comment on the article, with the implicit statement being, that's not funny. Now, let's see what happened last week in AWS. Before we do, I want to talk about something that's coming soon. We're launching a new podcast and newsletter combination called Meanwhile in Security. You can learn more at meanwhileinsecurity.com and sign up. But it's effectively cloud security for people who don't have the word security in their job title. And it's not based on gatekeeping or expecting you already know everything about the space. It's security for people who actually need to know, not people who just enjoy talking about security. And now, on to last week's releases. AWS Direct Connect announces native 100 gigabit per second dedicated connections at select locations. That's right, at $22.50 an hour, plus pricing that starts at 2 cents per gigabyte. At saturation, these links will cost you just shy of $1,000 an hour each. Bring money. AWS Fargate increases default resource count service quotas to 1,000. AWS has service quotas to protect services from being overwhelmed by requests and to protect you from a runaway bill that you weren't expecting. The dollar figure for how much can you run up the bill in an AWS account with default settings before you have to talk to support to increase your quotas just jumped up again. Similarly, mergers and acquisitions readiness with the well-architected framework. AWS cares very much that you keep your company acquisition ready in case you can't pay your AWS bill 1 month. Watch the reInvent 2020 sessions for the advertising and marketing technology industry. These videos had better be interrupted every few minutes for a sponsored ad that's unskippable.
This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. As basically everyone knows, trying to do log analytics at scale with an ELK stack is expensive, unstable, time-sucking, demeaning, and just basically all around horrible. So why are you still doing it, or even thinking about it, when there's Chaos Search? Chaos Search is a fully managed, scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes and easily retain weeks, months, or years of data. With Chaos Search, you store, connect, and analyze, and you're done. The data lives and stays within your S3 buckets, which means no managing servers, no data movement, and you can save up to 80% versus running an ELK stack the old-fashioned way. It's why companies like Equifax, HubSpot, Klarna, AlertLogic, and many more have all turned to Chaos Search. So if you're tired of your ELK stacks falling over before it suffers, or of having your log analytics data retention squeezed by the cost, then try Chaos Search today and tell them I sent you. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io.
Reviewing online fraud using Amazon Fraud Detector and Amazon A2i. This solution stubbornly refuses to trigger on the managed NAT gateways in infrastructure diagrams. CloudFormation stack sets delegated administration. Finally, you can have an account that isn't the organization root account manage the config that gets deployed to other accounts. Or you can listen to this and feel bad like the rest of us because you're doing all this stuff by hand anyway. Integrating EC2 macOS workers with EKS and GitLab. The first stories of using the macOS EC2 instances start to emerge into the wild. And lastly, reliability, constant work, and a good cup of coffee. This is a new entry to the Builder's Library, and it reinforces that you can indeed visualize Route 53 as a database, although he claims you wouldn't want to. That's a direct quote from the article. Now, I adore Colm McCarthy in terms of his writing style, along with the technical depth that he goes into. You need to check this out. If there's only one thing to read this week based upon what I've talked to you about, it's this. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and I am certified funny. Thank you for listening.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.